Hi, we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research, and when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, very dissatisfied, or dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Sorry?
Satisfied.
Thank you. It will be very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you? The first one is healthcare.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
K-12 education.
Say that again.
Yes, K-12 education.
10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Immigration.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Climate change.
8.
And reproductive freedom.
10.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is your race?
African American.
Thank you. And did you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1962.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change in issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has not power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
9.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has not power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
9.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. Towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Joe Biden from 0 to 10.
10. Yeah.
Donald Trump.
0.
Kamala Harris.
10.
The Democratic Party.
10.
The Republican Party?
0.
And the last one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Sorry?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or was you not able to vote? Was Joe Biden, Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? It's about half and half? Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Everyone votes.
Thank you. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. Where a 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. And a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is Supreme Court.
Yes.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Yes.
White supremacists.
Yes.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Governor Kemp.
5.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
10.
And the last one is President Biden.
0.
Thank you. Now, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 10 means that you will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers?
10.
Thank you. Now, the next one is, we have made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offered 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those gaining out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth from 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, the 2021 Infrastructure and Job Act supports the affordable connectivity program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills. Over 720 Georgia household benefits, saving $21.8 million monthly.
Yes.
Thank you. And the last one is, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 900% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
Yeah.
Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's okay. Please answer it based on how you feel right now. These are the last questions. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you?
9.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has not power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
8.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10. Yeah.
Thank you. And thinking back of the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. And when did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, more than a year ago, or I don't remember.
More than a year.
More than a year. Thank you. And how did you register to vote? By mail, in person at government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically, or through a political party or organization or other?
Through the DMV.
Sorry?
I registered when I got my driver's license changed.
Thank you. So it was about other automatic registration process. Now, do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, or 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
I'm retired.
Retired. Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate at this time?
$24,000.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you so much for your time to make this survey.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.